When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Any moment now, there's going to be a
fierce outbreak of Scott.
Hey, this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Andy from the Interrupting.
Hey, Safe from Muscle Bug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Peep. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Thank you.
Philadelphia. My name is Eddie. We used to stay on top out of Washington, D.C. Are you guys enjoying this festival? I don't know. Are you enjoying what you're experiencing this weekend, y'all? All right, so if you are, I'm begging you to please donate at supernovaalliance.org so we can keep stuff like this going, right? And so, as you know, we are used to stay at top because we've seen it several times here at Supernova. And we've backed several amazing artists, right? So you know that if we're backing this person, this duet, that you're in for a treat, right? So without further ado, Boss Capone!
Wherever I lay my head, you will find my home. Yellow plastic. truth is on the shoes, so what a proof. No, we will never stop, you know. Once you have seen, so put your hands together, look into the sky. Hope you catch the glimpse of your mighty eye. I said, I know where you are and what you want. Let's get ready for the morning, cause I got my mind set on you, yeah. Yeah, I want you to remember, we don't give up, not surrender. Cause I yeah, got my mind set on you, oh Lord. We gonna rise to the occasion.
Oh, what a start to Sky Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one Sky Radio show. We've just had a little trip to the Netherlands. Why, I hear you ask. Why, Beefy? Why? Why are we in the Netherlands? Well, today, yeah, today, Ska's Jock Volume 3, a skanking party full of Dutch ska, has been released. Yes, it has. Awesome album. I worked my way through it today. Like I said, this is Volume 3. You just heard Mr. Review, probably the most famous Dutch ska band, I guess, they formed in 1983. Every Day is Another Day, a live version of that one off their Lock, Stock and Barrel album from 1994. Then a bit of Boss Capone and Patsy out of The Hague. That was taken from Supernova in, last year. Probably last year was a bit windy. Everybody Carnival off Kings and Queens, 2023, like I said, live version again. And then Beef. Yep, that's the name of the band. It's not me. From Eindhoven, Mindset, a live version of the original album from 2008. Yes, so jump on Ska's Jock, or it's probably Ska's Jock. No difference probably in the way I say it. 13 Tracker, Dutch Ska Express, Rude and Visser, Rude Rich and the High Notes, Jammer Tammer, The Sibians, who have a new single out this week as well, although I haven't got it. Probably play that next week now. You just heard Boss Capone and Patsy, The Downbeat Detonators, J-Stars, Ska Delight, doing a bit of a Artabella cover, Up Sessions and The Witch Doctors. So, absolutely awesome. Jump on it because it is well, well worth it. Like I said, it has literally come out today. It is a tribute, but it's more than a tribute. They've done three of these. The last one came out, I'm trying to think what year, probably 2023 now. Was it all Dutch? I think it probably was. I think the first one had a couple of guest performances on there from like the Toasters, Mark Fogo, the Roosters. I'm not sure if the Roosters are Dutch. I think they are. You get the drift. It's great that these guys can put out compilations and put a focus on Dutch ska. However, I do notice off the three volumes so far, Bazookas aren't there. Wonder if that's a label thing. Anyway, doesn't matter. Jump on it. Ska's Jock, Volume 3, is out today. And it's a great way to start Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. As regular listeners will know, we like to go around the world. And starting off in Holland or the Netherlands. Oh, God, I'm British. And Holland is a region of the Netherlands. And us Brits grew up referring to the Netherlands just as Holland. And it's kind of ingrained in our brains that the country is Holland. I think they even refer to themselves as Holland up until probably the mid-90s or so. I'd love to be corrected on that. So if any Dutch people are out there and are willing to educate me on the petty details of why the Brits called the country Holland and it's now the Netherlands, I don't know. Just let me know. And I'm always open to furthering my education, especially in the realms of geography. You are listening to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Yes, we are the world's number one ska radio show. We are the world's number one ska radio show for a reason. Nobody does it quite like the Big Beef Man. We have got tracks from absolutely anywhere and everywhere. I guarantee you'll want to dance your socks off. Hope you've had a great week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of Beefy's ska cult. Well, I'm going to get straight into it, really, because a lot of people, and I'm talking about you, don't want to listen to me rabbit on regardless. We're going to go a little bit closer to home because Loingroin are back in business. Yes, they are playing on Sunday afternoon at the Northcote Social Club. They're playing with the Jawa Pitu Band. Yes, they are the Jawa Pitu Band. They are Indonesian ska-influenced band. They actually play a form of, I'm not going to call it ska, a form of Indonesian traditional music called dangdut, which is kind of the equivalent of ska and reggae in Indonesia. So it will be fun to see the Jawa Pitu band for the first time. Got to remind you, Sunday afternoon, I believe doors are at 1:30 and they'll be done by 5. So when I started Beefy Ska Club for Sunday afternoon gigs, there was a reason we did it. One, I took the excuses out of it. Oh, it goes on too late. No, it's an afternoon gig. Oh, I can't bring the kids. No, you can bring the kids. They're free. Yes, free. Three, you got to get out and have a good time. Go out, have some lunch, go and see a great band like Loingroin. Go and experience live music. Bring a friend and have some fun. Introduce them to ska, because once you get them in, once you get them on the drip, they ain't never going back. That's why Beefy's ska cult is so, so good. Anyway, Benny Three Bones is going to make an appearance as well. So get your tickets as early as you can. You can pay on the door. Like I said, Loingroin, Jawa Pitu Band, Northcote Social Club, this Sunday afternoon. Alrighty, I am going to play a Loingroin song. Of course I am. What are we going to do? I always play Pub Tab and Rough and Tough and stuff like that. I am going to play I'm a Bit Slow on the Uptake.
I'm a bit slow on the uptake. I want to be nice, but it comes at a price. Like a bloke turning up for a bus late. I'll be there on time or just a little behind. I went and bought a cab, it turns out I couldn't start it. I said, what's this? You sold me, look me in the eye and told me you're a bit slow on the uptake. I'm not just talking about me here, he's a bit slow on the uptake. She loves him enough, but it's a little bit tough. She'd like a little bit more of a run rate. But he's in second gear where there's nothing to fear. He tries so hard to get her, she wants a little better. She'd like to change him, but she couldn't and he wouldn't, because he's a bit slow on the uptake. Just a second on reflection, not a thing I better mention. Not on the program, not for some slow man. Tell you the truth, I just want to be human. I'm idiosyncratic. When I think about it, there's no doubt about it, we're a bit slow on the uptake. Are we over the hill? Do we soldier on still? You sound great, but you're stuck in a rut, mate. At the end of the day, this is all we can play. Some people come to hear us, some people won't. We love them all the same as some who do, some who don't. We're a bit slow on the uptake. Just a second of reflection, not a thing I better mention. Not on the program, not 'cause I'm slow, man. Tell you the truth, I just wanna be human. I'm idiosyncratic. Slow on the uptake. Just a second on the fence. Another thing I better mention. Not on the program. Not 'cause I'm slow, man. Tell you the truth, I just wanna be human. I'm idiosyncratic. Slow on the uptake.
Hey, you there! What's going on? Do you really care? Have some fun! Ska, two's a punchy, punchy, one, two, three. Lift your boots so high that I can see. We just want to have fun. So put down your guns. You will see the writing on the heart, the wall. Merry melodies makes you feel 10 feet tall. We've got no message for you, except to dance with your boots with them. Scar tubes are perching, marching, one, two, one, two, three. Your boots so high that I can hide.
Ah, ravishing Rick Bruce and the No Nonsense. Scatoon's approaching. That is the first track that was ever released off their No Nonsense. Well, I think it was probably a 12-incher back then. Scatoon's approaching. Dr. Mines, My Dad, and Titan. If you're looking for a bit of fun, check out the My Dad video on YouTube from No Nonsense. It's very, very funny. A lot of characters from No Nonsense still kicking around the Melbourne ska scene as well. No Nonsense, Scatoon's Pro 1983, a live version there for you. Before that, Loin Groin, I'm a bit slow on the uptake. They've got a gig coming up Sunday afternoon. And if you're a little bit slow on the uptake, don't forget, it's Sunday afternoon at the Northcote Social Club. Get tickets early. It will probably, I'm guessing it may well get close to sell. Last time we did Beefy Ska Club with Loin Groin and the Kitty Hawks on a Sunday afternoon, we closed the doors because we had a very, very good response. So to avoid disappointment, and I know a lot of the Loin Groin crowd don't buy tickets early because they've never had to, but it may be worthwhile you getting some tickets right now just in case they do get a big roll-up. What are we going to do now? Oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do now. We lost another legend last week, actually. Unfortunately, the drummer from The Jam passed away, Mr. Rick Buckler. Definitely not a ska band, but they played in that era where The Specials, The Beat, Bad Manners, the old two-tone style, The Jam, were part of that. They really, really were. They supported, ska band supported them. They were part of the scene. Rick Buckler, widely accepted as one of the best rhythm section going around alongside Mr. Bruce Foxton. Rick had a bit of a short illness and unfortunately passed away. He was actually on a spoken word tour of UK venues, so it has come as a bit of a shock, especially to Paul Weller and Bruce Foxton. Bruce Foxton's going through a bit of a challenge. Let's call it not a battle, it's a challenge. He's had his own health challenges recently and has actually now retired from playing with From the Jam as well. So it's a very, very sad day for mod fans. Our thoughts are with Rick Buckler's family as well as Paul Weller and Bruce Foxton and Russell Hastings as well, because when From the Jam started, Rick was the actual original drummer with From the Jam. Now, strangely enough, The Jam did have a couple of ska, well, one tune in particular is a ska song. There are a couple of others that have, you know, a ska groove, but Rick Buckler has only one writing credit from all The Jam songs. And weirdly enough, it is the scariest song they have done or they ever did. The song was called Music for the Last Couple. It's off their Sound Effects album from 1980. Like I said, it was the only track from the whole of The Jam's back catalogue that Rick Buckler has a writing credit. So this ties it all up nicely, doesn't it? Music for the Last Couple. Rick Buckler, we thank you for your service.
catch me if you can. I won't record no backhander. Ask me who I am. Tell me you're the pop commander. Elvis should play Ska. Elvis should play Ska. Take it as it comes. Doesn't matter what the song says. Let them have their fun. Don't fight them with your emphasis. Elvis should play Ska. Elvis should play Ska. Catch me if you can. Don't you know just what your aim is? For every tune you ban,
kind of a on this day in bands you didn't know played Ska, if I can get every segment I do into one very concise segment. On this day in bands you didn't know played Ska, graduate, Elvis should play Ska. No, that's not the reason we're playing it. Tears for Fears, who were most of the members of Graduate, released their seminal second album, Songs from the Big Chair, on this day in 1985. So obviously, I'm not going to play Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It's not a Ska song. Shout, shout, let it all out. That's on that album as well. Whatever. I can't remember any of the other songs off that album. But it's seminal. Seminal, people. Yeah, Tears for Fears, their second album. It was the follow-up to The Hurting, I think, from 1983. That came out. Songs from the Big Chair came out on this day in 1985, so I played Graduate, who most of the members of Tears for Fears were in Graduate. Elvis play Ska! Great tune. The album Acting My Age, if you are a Ska fan and if you're listening to this show, go and search it out. I'm pretty sure it's all on YouTube. Other streaming services are available. Check it out, Acting at My Age. Top notch. Still a continued Graduate and mod Ska. Now, talking about mod Ska, The Jam you heard from just now, probably a more genuine band you didn't know played Ska. Music for the last couple off their Sound Effects album from 1980. We are playing that in memory of Rick Buckler, the Jam drummer that passed away last week. Actually, I think I just remembered. Didn't I play a Jam cover last week or the week before? I'd have to look that up. Was it Beefy's cover of the week? No, I don't know. Can't remember. Doesn't matter. Rick Buckler, great drummer. Part of perhaps the greatest rhythm section of all time. And the Jam are only a trio, so you need a bloody good rhythm section if you're going to be that prolific and that good. Music for the last couple, strangely enough, is the Ska-est tune that the Jam ever did in their whole back catalogue, and it's the only writing credit Rick Buckler got. So that tells you something about the man. Alrighty, we've done Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska. We've done On This Day in Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska. Now we're just going to go On This Day in Ska. On This Day in Ska, No Doubt. Yeah, you know those guys? No Doubt. They put out their debut single. Yes, their debut single came out on this day in 1992. It was off their debut album. Debut singles normally are the self-titled debut album from No Doubt. Oh, it's called No Doubt. Trapped in a Box. No Doubt. Their debut single came out on this day, 1992.
Circuit.
Jazz Ensemble. On this day in ska, released their second album, Low Blue. My favorite track off that album is called Walkin', and you just heard it. New York Ska Jazz Ensemble have been going since, early 90s, 94, I reckon. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 albums they've done so far. And like I said, Low Blow was their second album. New York Ska Jazz Ensemble. I want a coffee. I want a coffee. Just got to get that in there. Before that, no doubt, their debut single, Trapped in a Box, came out on this day in 1992. That was taken off their debut self-titled album, No Doubt. We're still doing On This Day in Ska. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Topher Rush, lead activist from Admiral Akbar's dishonorable discharge, was partly responsible for Scarfighter 2 over the weekend here in Melbourne. Happy 43rd birthday, Toff. I just made that up. I'm just having a guess. Could be 38. I don't know. I reckon it's somewhere in between there. Just put it that way. What a guy. Also playing in Operation Big Jake Bostone as well. I'm going to jump back to 2014 for the Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge. It was the Best of Times album, and we're going to hear one of the track Toff penned on that one. Undead Girl. Yes. Happy birthday, Topper Rush, Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge, Undead Girl.
We'll be together for history. Never the different, not to see. One blood drips from your mouth and pus from your spleen. But you were bitten, I knew we were done. Licking your right hand and you reach with my gun. You still want me, it's just not the same. When your heart leaking out and your brain. You're my undead girl. A promise to me, we'll be together for history. Everything different, not the same. One blood drips from your mouth and pus from your spleen. Once you were bitten, I knew we were done. And look in your eye, had me reach with my gun. You still want me, it's just not the same. When you're hardly getting out and your brain.
Two more homicides, baby, and I'll be home with you. a regular boss, he was a regular working man. He had a regular car and a regular home. He was a regular guy, he was a regular Joe.
Easy Big Fella out of Seattle, Washington. Eat at Joey's, their third album, came out today, 1997, on Moonscar Records. It was their third album, the follow-up to Fruit Cup. Regular Guy, what a tune that is. So, so good. Great to hear from Easy Big Fella. I don't play them enough. I really don't. Before that, Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge from right here in Melbourne City. Happy birthday to lead singer and all-round good guy, Topher Rush. Undead Girl off their 2014 album, It Was the Best of Times, I played in honour of Toff's 47th birthday. We're going to move on from On This Day in Ska, although, kind of a couple of days ago, On This Day, no, it doesn't work, does it? A couple of days ago, Catch 22 have been announced to play at Supernova this year. It's a big announcement. Catch 22 playing for the first time at Supernova. They're allegedly going to play their second album. I think it was their second album, Alone in a Crowd, all the way through. They are from East Brunswick, New Jersey. They are an incredible live band. So we're going to play some live Catch 22. Off the Alone in a Crowd album, I'm going to play my favourite and quite a lot of other people's favourite too. It Takes Some Time.
One, two, three, four. Looking in the mirror, slow down, hang it out.
Long Island. I see you bounce to this. Follow me now. Check it.
T-Bone out of Thailand. I think that's called Tua Lung Tong, which I think there's no direct translation, but I think it might be called Devil Games. That came out in 2013. T-Bone are coming to Australia next week, Friday, March 7th, Factory Theatre in Sydney, Sunday, March 9th at Max Watts, I think, playing with the Kitty Hawks in Melbourne. So get your tickets early, I believe. What's going on? So get your tickets for T-Bone. Not often we get a Thailand ska band coming over, and ones with the pedigree like T-Bone. They played at Glastonbury, you know. Yes, they have. Before that, Catch 20. 1982. It Takes Some Time. Live version. That one off their Alone in a Crowd album. They have just been announced yesterday for Supernova this year. Supernova is on at Fort Monroe, Hampton, Virginia, September 12th to 14. Not sure about the actual days of what bands are playing, but I can give you a taste of what's going on. Less Than Jake are definitely playing on the Saturday night. I can tell you that for free. You don't have to pay me for that one. Other bands announced, and it's a very big international flavor already, Desorden Publico from Venezuela, Lollipop Lorry from Russia, Los Fastidios from Italy, Alpheus from England, The Cables from Jamaica, Baby Love and the Vandangos, and The Chains from Denmark. Dakar Skanks have been announced from England. Who else is there? Flatliners are going to play their, what's the album called? Destiny to Create All the Way Through. I've just mentioned Catch 22 because I played their track. They're going to be playing Alone in a Crowd, 25th anniversary set as well. Just got a quick note here. A new international band will be announced tomorrow. Sergeant Skag, The Abruptors, who I played last week. Happy birthday from The Abruptors last week. That's about all the bands I can see that have been announced so far. So that's absolutely awesome. It's going to be a great festival. So if you want to go to Supernova, the best ska festival on the planet today, then get yourself along, get some tickets. It is between September the 12th and 14th in Fort Monroe. What did I say? I called it something different. I'm probably getting it wrong again. It's in Hampton in Virginia in the U.S. I'm pretty sure it's Fort Monroe. Doesn't matter, does it? It's all good. If you're in Virginia in September, then you should. It definitely is Fort Monroe. I think I called it Fort Wayne or something one time on the air, and I've regretted it ever since. Awesome announcement. Catch 22. One of my bucket list bands. All right, what are we going to do now? I reckon it must be time for...
BB's Cover of the Week now, baby. BB's Cover of the Week.
Let's go to New London, Connecticut. Oh, yeah. A band I really, really do like. They have got a very, very unique sound. They're called the Hempsteadies. They have just covered a Bruce Springsteen number. Allegedly did a gig on Halloween dressed as Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. So that's why this has been added to their repertoire. This is the Hempsteadies cover of Bruce Springsteen's Atlantic City. Only came out a couple of days ago, so it's brand spanking new.
Well, that blew up the chicken manifest last night. Now that blew up his house too. Down on the border, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them rocket boys do. Now that's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can get no relief. Gonna be all rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission saying I'm the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's all facts. May I have the ties, some tangles back. Put your makeup on in your ear or pray. Me made an iron leg say. Everything dies, baby, that's so fast.
that's a fact. May I in the ties, so take us back. Everything dies, that's a fact. May I in the ties, so take us back. Everything dies, that's a fact. May I in the ties, so take us back.
Yeah.
insurance. Where's my last half fingers? Big Wiz and the Rush Hound. Fingers. Get that breath and let my voice sound that couple of seekers. Find the yell set. Oh, then who can I just go and get a cure?
In fact, it's brand newer than brand new because it's not even out yet and it doesn't come out till the 7th of March. Age of Kid out of Tokyo, Japan. The new EP is called You Called Me and that is the lead single off the EP. These guys formed in 2008. However, they had a bit of a hiatus. They've had some lineup changes. They only released their first album last year, I reckon, The Moment, that was called. And this is going to be their first EP. They played Fest at Gainesville last year in October. Bit of a US tour as well. They are going to tour this EP, their first EP, You Called Me, around Japan. Starts in about a month's time. Final show is going to be at Shimokitazawa. Ah, Shimokitazawa Shelter. On April 27th. So I do like a bit of Age of Kid. Just Kidding out of Adelaide from 99, A Girl Called Sunshine. And we kick that little final triple play off with the Hempsteadies, their cover of Bruce Springsteen's Atlantic City. That is new as well. They're out of New London, Connecticut. Alrighty, and that's Scapod number one done for another week. Chock full of ska goodness all the way through. And as you know, we've gone around the world. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of Beefy Ska Cult, more commonly known as Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. We're going to go out with a bit of a Jamaican classic, but it's the riff that's a classic, not this song. It is. Well, this song is a classic. The song is by Tony Scott, who allegedly wrote this riff, but never got paid for it. He worked with Harry Zephaniah Johnson on this one, better known as Harry J. You will know him from the Harry J All-Stars and Liquidator. And this is the riff that is in Liquidator. The track is called What Am I to Do? It is an absolute banger, but like I said, you will recognize the riff. Well, if you don't recognize the riff, why are you listening to this show? Honestly, I'm joking. It is a classic. It is. Thanks for listening. I'll be back very, very shortly. Don't go away. We've got another shedload of ska for your listening pleasure. I've been Beefy. This has been Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. What Am I to Do? Tony Scott.
there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.